رفعت عيني إلى الجبال.
The small Christian community in the Holy Land is still reeling from the first murder of a Christian man by suspected Islamic extremists. 32-year-old Rami Kader Ayad ran a Baptist bookshop in Gaza, the territory's only Christian bookstore. He had received repeated death threats before he was kidnapped last Saturday. He was found stabbed to death last Sunday. His murder follows a bombing in April that badly damaged the Palestinian Bible Society building. Father Manuel Musallam of the Holy Family Catholic Parish in Gaza notes that Christians and Muslims have traditionally shared good relations in the Holy Land. But now Father Musallam is worried. He says the failed economy, hunger, unemployment, war, lack of electricity and medicine in Gaza are just fodder to feed fanaticism among Gaza's 1.3 million inhabitants. Just 3,000 of them are Christian. Christians, he says, are praying that Ayad's murder isn't just the beginning of a wave of animosity towards their community.
Gaza is suffering. Gaza now is under blockus, under hunger, under fear, under, you see, the stress we are living in Gaza. All that is accumulated in our hearts inside. Now, we received another shock, the murder of one of the parish. Here in Gaza, the Palestinians are special Christians. This man is Orthodox and baptized in the Orthodox Church. He has been married in the Catholic Church, but he is practicing in Baptist Church, and when he died, he returned back to the Orthodox Church, and he has been buried in the Orthodox Church.
Father, are people in your parish afraid that this might extend to hurting Catholics or other Christians?
Here, Muslims don't distinguish between Catholics, Orthodox, and for them, all we are Christians. We must mention that it is the first murder, in the first crime, let us say, which happens in Gaza and in Palestine, to find a Christian killed because he is Christian or because he is practicing something. It is not clear for us that he has been murdered because he is Christian. You say perhaps this church, this Baptist church, these persons are practicing mission. They are preaching the gospel in the Muslim territories, Muslim sites, Muslim families, trying to convert some Muslims to Christianity. With this fact, this stand is not considered by Muslims. They are against that. And perhaps this one was the victim of this behavior of this church. But in general, what happened, a Christian was killed. Now, this situation is giving Christians in the area some fear.
Israeli Franciscan Father David Yeager defends the right of Protestants to run a Christian bookstore in Gaza, where the majority of inhabitants are Muslim. Father Yeager says that just because some Christians proselytize more visibly than others, that's no reason to kill them.
Does this event mean that Christians in the Gaza Strip are all in imminent danger? Not necessarily.
Father Yeager says Christians were relieved by the reaction of the Muslim authorities in Gaza, who strongly condemned the attack.
The Hamas movement and its ministries have strongly condemned the killing and have promised to bring the assassins to justice. However, it is not at all clear to what extent even Hamas is able to control all the many and different armed and extremist factions in the Gaza Strip. And so we have to assume that the tiny community of Christians in the Gaza Strip cannot feel secure. On the whole, security will come to Christians in the Holy Land only following a Palestinian-Israeli peace treaty, which will secure two secular democracies, Israel and Palestine living side by side.
When I talked to Father Emmanuel, he said he had just received a visit from a delegation from Hamas, who came to give their condolences and to express encouragement to the Christian community. Their meeting also had another purpose. They were checking progress of restoration to the Rosary Sisters' convent and school, which got caught in the crossfire when clashes between Fatah and Hamas gunmen erupted back in June.
They paid everything for repairing the house. Also, when this man has been kidnapped, you see, I entered in contact with the Muslims, with Hamas, with the Tanfidi, with all the Muslims. They are our friends. I know them very well. And with the police also. They have their children here in our school, so I know them very well, these leaders. And they helped me. They tried to help to find this man during the whole night, but they kidnapped him in the afternoon, and they killed him in the early morning. For sure, we are afraid. We are afraid. We must say that. But we have also from the part of our Muslims here in Gaza, and especially encouragement. They are looking for us to find, with us to find this criminal. They came to the house to present their condolences. They called me several times on the telephone. They contact us, they speak to us, they encourage us. But you see, we cannot pass over this fact. A Christian has been killed, and because we don't know why he has been killed, we feel that it is a question of proselytism, something like this, and it is difficult for us.
So you say that you have been getting some encouragement from the Muslim community. What are the police saying? What are they trying to do to try to capture this the person responsible?
First, the police, the high officer of the police, he has his children here in our school. I know him very well, and also I invited him several times during Ramadan to eat with us, you see. So we know him very well. They took all their possibility during the night, not only the police, but also Hamas itself. They sent their soldiers all over the strip of Gaza to find this man. And they were following the whole night with me. You see, the whole night they were calling me. They used to say, we are following here and there, trying to catch him. Then the prime minister of Hamas, he ordered this day to open an official investigation to find this man. And they came to the house of the dead man to present their condolences. And they spoke with me because they consider me as the priest, the person who represents the whole Christians in Gaza. They encouraged me. They assured me even today that they will do all their best to catch these persons who are trying to put a certain misunderstanding between Christians and Muslims. And these Muslims are hidden persons. They work in the obscurity. They are not official persons, but persons who are fanatics. Very fanatics, and because they came several times and they attacked this library of the Baptist Church. They attacked it several times, and even this man, they spoke with him several times. They told him not to do that, not to contact Muslims, not to call Muslims, not to baptize Muslims. They called him several times. You see, they attacked also their place with bombs, with small explosions like this, several times.
Father, yes. Are you aware of any other threats made against any other Christian organizations or facilities?
What can I say? You see, here in Gaza, we are under the supervision of the Providence. God is protecting us. We must expect everything, but we are Christians. We are believing in God, and we hope that these things will pass. We will not succumb to this. We will not give up. As Christians, we are giving them a hope that this is a transitive period, and we encourage them. But who knows, you see? Who knows?
As a Christian of the Holy Land, I feel, first of all, that it is a sign of the vitality of the Christian community in the Holy Land, bearing witness to Christ and recalling the ancient saying of persecuted Christians, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of Christians. May it be so in our days too. On an ecumenical level, note that this victim, this martyred Christian, is an evangelical Christian, a Baptist. And therefore, and thereby, we are reminded that what unites us all, faith in Christ Jesus, the Savior of humankind, is infinitely more important than any confessional or denominational divergences between us.
Israeli Franciscan Father David Yeager. And earlier you heard Father Manuel Musalem. He is the parish priest of the Holy Family Catholic Parish in Gaza.
نفسك يحفظ الرب ذهابك وإيابك من الآن وإلى الآن.